Dragons adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael Damaro, and with me is Nika Howard.
Hey, guys.
Mike Bachman.
Hey, everyone. It's great to having being here.
The dapper Tim Lanning.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me for hopefully 90% of this episode. I gotta go party, baby.
And returning valiantly are the Antonsen brothers, Jonas and... For sure I got that.
No, you can do it.
Slow clap. That's what you're getting for that. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for
joining
us.
Thanks for being here.
I very much enjoyed your musical stylings from last episode.
Top notch.
Yeah, so we're going to continue the Raw Fury games. I guess, you know what? Let's do it. Let's roll a d20.
Hell yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
18.
What?
7.
What'd you get, Jonas?
13.
All right, roll off.
Who's roll off?
Tim and Bachman.
18.
21. Nope, 12.
No, that's not how those dice work.
Oh, wait a second. This is wrong. This is all wrong.
Mike Bachman. This is a rarity.
It is a rarity because
I
usually lie during this time. last week, I don't remember anything that happened until I was suddenly thrust into the world to see a short little man named Toby who summoned me because he needs some help. He summoned me from like the middle of war. like it was a big battle, important. I was trying to save the love of my life.
Who are you?
Certain death. I'm rolling Twin Ties. You may remember me from such old episodes as our Kickstarter bonus episodes. And I was in the middle of trying to save the love of my life before being summoned to play a game, which I was happy to do. we got Rudolph the Bard to help us, as well as Lex, and we had to race along with our online prepubescent robot. XX69-420XX. We're racing towards Paler's Hope, and it's really an amazing race, if you will. Like, you know, not the copyrighted amazing race. It's just amazing describes the race.
It is a wondrous race that we are participating in.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm very amazed, but not in a way that will get us sued. We went to Calston, and now we're here. What else do I need to say?
That you love me?
I love you.
Thank you. We also should say, guys, It's an end of an era. Steph Kingston's last edited episode was the last one. So now that we're in a post-Steph world, I personally feel weird. I feel dirty. I feel like there's no net underneath my trapeze act that I'm doing right now. David is you know, very good, but he hasn't been there since the beginning. And I love David, and I kiss him in the mouth all the time. But it does feel like a brand new sort of, I don't want to make it sound like a good thing. It's just a new world that we want to thank Steph for all of the work she's done these past years, making us sound cleaner, funnier, more productive, well, all these things.
Knows my audio has always needed it, and yeah. She's been there to clean up dog snores, typing. Yeah. I think David had to deal with a nail filing, but...
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know!
So there's no way that we could thank her enough. So simply put, we just want, you know, all of you to pour out all of your love to her, because, you know, she was a big portion of the past, Jesus, how many episodes?
Who knows? A million.
300? 3 years, 4 years. Yeah. Yeah.
Ever since you started Patreon. Steph, we love you, and yeah, she's not going away. She's still going to be around. She's coming to GeeklyCon, and
I think she's moving
still
on
does...
to edit This American Life full time now, right?
Yeah. She's going. Yeah. She finally got the American Life.
Yeah.
She's going back to school, I believe, is what's going on. But yeah, so she'll still be around. She'll still be in the community. She just, you know, she's got a lot going on, so.
Yeah.
She won't be making our beautiful voices sound as beautiful as they do.
Yeah, yeah. But we're you know, David will be taking on the mantle. He's still around, but, you know, there's a hole in our heart, for sure.
Yeah, and in classic Drunks and Dragons style, we are thanking her the episode after she finished. So
I think that makes sense. I know that makes sense to me, because you know she was still our part of our employee in our employ technically at previous episode, but this one you know, that's when the socket has been popped out, you know what I'm saying? I think it makes sense,
because she'll be able to listen to this one for fun.
She's moving on due to numerous HR complaints.
Stop pulling my socket out. Yeah. Or I guess legally I can't say employee, but contractor. We need to get cracking.
Yeah, we got. I mean, this is a race. We can't just stick around here.
Is
we got to get going.
Yeah, I have to leave in 50 minutes, and if we haven't finished it yet, Michael's going to take over Toby.
Yep, Michael Bachman's going to take over Toby
forever.
Okay, actually, that should be a punishment, because it's for me leaving as a jerk face. Like Bachman. Okay, if we don't finish, Bachman and Jonas can take over Toby for the rest of the encounter.
Okay, I'll take over the left side. Hey, Jonas, you take over the right side.
Mm-hmm. Wait, one can get Toby one, and one can have Toby two.
Yeah, I hope you guys are drift compatible.
Okay, so the competition has been finished. And you now are all, you're allowed to take off in a staggered way, I believe.
We're drunk enough to take off in a staggered way, too.
Oh, you.
The folks from Mastwick go first. The folks from Calston go second.
As soon as they're getting ready to go, Toby conjures an illusion of their families. Oh, how dark do I want to get? I'm going to roll a d20. Or a D100, technically, and the closer to 100, the more darker we're going to be.
Nice!
So, wait, 42, that's not so bad.
Boo. Well, you have advantage.
Okay.
Roll again. There's time.
So, illusions of the Calstonite families appear, and they start screaming to their family, please come home, come home. There's one of the other racers have infested our home with rats, and they're biting me. And there's blood slightly covering the hands and knees and ankles of the people that I stared. And I got, I think I like to think I got a lot of their faces correct, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Please don't leave. The rats are eating me. I'm dying. Over here.
Okay, hold on.
The following illusion is rated for mature audiences only. Your discretion is advised.
One of the Calston people goes back.
Oh, you fucker.
But the rest go on.
It's like, don't worry, I'll check on them.
The next are the teens from Norhall. They head out.
Whoa!
And then 15 minutes after that, you're allowed to go.
Let's go!
Onward!
Wait, who came from Norhall?
I mean, it's just a bunch of teens.
Oh.
A bunch of bad teens?
I thought you said the team, not the teens from Norhall. Can we have this adventure in the Norhall now, Tim, since it's a canon?
No, I think I've said it before. You guys are all dead and by this time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But the next, you know, the next batch of students.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, don't make me say it again.
Hey, double K. Hey, Toby, look at the team of kids over there. That's your team. You should be on that team.
I'm an adult. I'm 40. How old are you?
Old enough to sleep with your mom.
Ah, you! I like to think that Caterpillar is just going a little bit faster because I'm so mad. Get me away from him.
How long does it take to get to our next place? Like, what's like the average time that we're looking at?
You should be there by nightfall.
Okay. We can easily make up 15 minutes.
Where are we going next?
Nastwick.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. It shouldn't be too bad. You should be able to do that.
Dang.
So are you doing anything different, or are you just going to charge along on your steeds?
Should we do anything different?
Maybe grease them up a little bit so they go faster.
Yeah. Let's rub some grease on these elks and caterpillars.
I put a spoiler on my elk.
Okay.
I need the extra downforce.
Could we have rented animals?
I mean, Calston's a big city, so.
Ooh, do they rent cheetahs?
Yeah, I think so.
Do they rent cheetahs?
Yeah, like, and I need it to be like one way, because we're not going to worry about getting them back to Calston. All right.
Odds or evens? I'm going to roll on my diehard
odds.
Dice.
Odds.
They rent cheetahs.
Oh, yes.
I've got this. Hi. I'm going to need a bucket of painkillers and 4 cheetahs to go, please.
do you want those cheetahs for here or to go?
We're not eating them. We're riding them. All right, I pay for the bucket of painkillers and the cheetahs.
I think you're going to have to cast enlarge on these cheetahs if you're going to ride them.
Well, Toby won't.
I'm a baby.
Yeah, he's small enough.
Now I'm using them to my advantage. I weigh 40 pounds.
Toby will not, but the rest of you will.
Eat! Ha ha! Now who's making fun of me, big butt?
I cast silence on Toby.
I have advantage against that. And I win. I got a 23? I got a 23 to against it.
Okay, so you're racing along. And you're going even faster than your caterpillar, and elk.
Somehow possible than a caterpillar. Somehow.
So whatever the speed of a cheetah is, plus one.
Okay.
Plus one, yep. Yep, absolutely.
We're so fast, Jesus.
God, 68 to 75 miles. So we can travel upwards of 76 miles per hour.
Whoa. Nice.
You're going really fast.
This is so fast.
Toby's just holding on to the tail and waving in the breeze behind it. Like, whoa.
So as you're going, it's been a few hours. Every once in a while, your cheetahs are not great as far as stamina goes. They have to take breaks, unfortunately. But you're making great time. And I think you even probably passed the teens from Norhall.
Going very fast. What is their overland speed?
It's whatever yours is minus one.
do they have cheetahs too?
Yeah, they're all on cheetahs.
Slack!
They're like, oh. So you went to the cheetah store too, huh?
Bye, nerds.
Can we crop dust them on the way?
Like, you have to imagine, like, at a relative rate, we're passing them at 1 mile an hour. So we have time for like a full conversation.
Michael, I want to make a illusion, but it's gonna be a classic Wile E. Coyote wall. It's a wall that looks exactly like the rest of the road. And I infuse it with spider web silk. Sticky. Well, I don't think I can do that. Fuck it. And so that it looks like they're just going to run into it, but then they smash into my wall of strong string.
Okay.
The strongest of strings.
All right, they all go crashing into the wall, and you guys just go flying by them.
Strongest of strings taken from the best yo-yos.
Up ahead, you see what looks like clouds of smoke billowing into the air.
Ooh. Oh.
Down the road.
So it's obviously the Drunk Rose Madagascar people.
Oh, very
Michael,
good.
Do you get it?
I get it. They're behind you, though.
Owned.
So there's a lot of smoke. And as you get closer, you realize that there is a town up ahead, which is on fire.
Michael, no.
What is it? Which town?
It's a small town. It's a village.
They don't even have a sign outside that says what their name is?
Hey, guys, that town is on fire.
Well, I'm not from this earth, so I do not care about that.
Somebody runs out, and they're like, oh, this team of dragons and dragonborns and kobolds, they lit our town on fire.
Ooh. I can do a check to see if there's any of them within a mile. I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Okay, I got an 18. Are there any within a mile?
No, they have already left.
Oh, man. Well, they're gone now, so I guess you guys should just get to rebuilding.
Please! Timmy is up in the top of the building!
Ah, damn it. I cast Watery Sphere in order to have it try to put out the fire. And I slow down a little bit.
Toby, if you get left behind, your cheetah's only going to go 75 miles per hour. You'll never catch up.
But we can't let these people die.
I'll stay with Toby.
Are you going to stop and help these guys?
I have to.
I don't want to.
I have to.
Lex would. She's good. So if Toby stops, she'll stop.
Is there an inn? Is that inn on fire?
Save the beer.
Yeah, Michael, is there a meadery?
There is. Timmy is actually on the third story of the tavern that's on fire.
The tavern's on fire. All the alcohol's
on fire. Oh, God.
Meatballs.
Oh, God. Oh, God. We have to save it. Oh, God.
You're just crying. Like, whoa. Wow. You do have a heart.
I jumped from stacks of bodies higher than that. He should be able to get off there, but I guess we'll save him.
I will command the watery sphere to kind of attack, I guess you would say.
So you are sovereign to help them?
Yes.
Okay, we are going to roll initiative and do a little skill challenge.
Ooh.
Is this going to be like, are we going to get there last, but it's going to be like the end of a Harry Potter movie where like we get like good boy points for all the good things
good boy
we did?
Points.
You might, you never know.
I don't know, but you should do that.
I got a natural 20.
Really? You're rolling 20s.
Uh-huh.
Nice. 14.
I got a 7. No, I'm sorry. I had an 11. 8 plus 3.
What did Rudolph get?
7, 7, 7, 7.
Okay. Roland, what do you do, bud?
I'm going to take out my bow, and I'm going to knock several smoking arrows to shoot into the fire. To starve it of oxygen.
I love it.
And hopefully stop the flames from...
My dad's a fireman, and that checks out.
Yep. That's a wild idea. I love it.
I got 17.
17 total?
Well, what am I supposed to add to that, I guess?
Oh, add your whatever your bow skill is.
Dex.
Oh, dex. Yeah.
Plus your proficiency.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, it should tell you on the side.
4.
Well, your proficiency is 5.
Wait, what? I'm looking at the wrong spot then.
Okay, so your proficiency is 5, and your dex
probably... It's my first time playing Dungeons & Dragons.
You probably get 26.
Plus 9, yeah.
Okay.
That works great. You starve out the fire on the first floor.
Dope.
And, okay, Toby, what do you do?
I cast Watery Sphere in order to put the little boy, Timmy, which is my name, which was a nice touch, inside of it. He has to make a strength 18 saving throw.
Timmy does? His name is Timmy Lanning.
That's my name. What are you doing? I feel like this isn't the first Timmy Lanning we've encountered either.
He fails.
All right. He's sucked inside of it, and it must be very scary, but it's for his own good. And then I move the watery sphere 30 feet away, and hopefully, and sort of towards the ground, and hopefully an area that's not on fire.
Okay, so basically you pulled him out of the... Out of the burning building is what you're saying.
Yeah, there's probably other ways to do that, but I think this is the way that Toby, it makes sense to him.
He goes, thanks for saving me. This is my Timmy Lanning voice. And, but my sister's still inside. You've got to save her too.
What's her name? Do you remember my sister's name?
No.
It's Heather.
Heather. It's Heather.
This has definitely happened before. I'm pretty sure.
I've never done you and your sister. I've done your dad and uncles. Okay, Lex, you know that there is a small girl still in the burning building.
Can I use my Minions of Chaos and cast... it says conjure elemental, but can I use a water elemental to like go through and like make a path for like us to get in there?
Sure. Roll an arcana or whatever you think the appropriate skill would be.
I'll go with arcana. I have that skill. Well, fuck. I got a 4 plus 6. So that's a 10. So I didn't do it.
Okay. Well, it goes in and the water elemental gets distracted by... something.
Fire.
All the fire.
It actually, the floor is covered in sawdust. And so as it went in, it just kind of got absorbed into the sawdust.
Did someone throw up right before the fire started?
That's what started it, yeah.
Yep. Rudolph.
Right, so I have something called Hellish Resistance, which is basically a resistance to fire damage. So this is what everybody sees, is this tiefling running into the center of the village, into the burning building of the meadery, shouting, "Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, we have to save it, we have to save it." And he runs into the burning building, and I'm saving the mead. I'm carrying out the mead. That is what I'm doing.
Okay.
He's grabbing the explosive barrels of mead. What a smart and good soul.
All right, give me some sort of skill check for this. What sort of skill do you think this would be?
Animal handling? Or performance, maybe? I don't know.
Performance would be great.
All right. 27.
Okay, you save the mead.
Drink some of it, I'm sure, as well.
Okay. All right. And then we're back to Roland.
Okay.
You know there's still a small girl at the top of this burning building.
6 years the elder of Timmy.
Is she a human girl?
She is a human girl.
Okay. I'm going to, you know, kind of just, I'm going to run into the direction of where the smoke is traveling. And I'm going to sniff that smoke. I'm really just going to suck it in. And I'm going to use that to pinpoint the exact location, floor and room that this girl is in.
Okay.
That is going to be an 18. I'm using survival.
It is extremely difficult, but you manage to figure it out, and you run in and grab her, and run out, and you have saved the Lanning children, and all the townsfolk are now like throwing buckets of water.
Don't put words
on
in my mouth. I didn't
stuff.
Say that I was running in.
I thought you were pinpointing where she was.
Yeah, I just want to know. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've got to say though, those sounds you made, Pac-Man were kind of scary. I wish I'll never want to be saved by a man that makes the sounds of like, I'm here to save you.
I'm here to save you, boys and girls. I make a lot of other noises too.
But so you did it. You succeeded.
Yay! Nice job, Gaiang.
We did it.
How far behind are we now?
Well, you've definitely lost some time. During that bit, you saw the dwarves of Deep Home go running through and just kind of look at you and then keep going.
No one helped?
Nope, they didn't help at all.
What a world!
What's going to be the penalty to our overland speed with all these barrels of mead that we now have to carry?
They're not going to last very long, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
So little Timmy comes up and he's like, "Thank you so much. You saved us. You saved us all. And good people should be rewarded with good things. So
here's some cheetah rockets."
Those cheetahs, they probably have to rest too much. You know what you should ride? You should ride these giant lizards that we breed here in town. And you can have some. They go just as fast as a cheetah, but they don't have to slow down.
Are they like lizards in Star Wars?
They're like big lizards like that you ride on top of.
Oh, yes. Those chicken horses. Yeah.
Dewbacks.
I love it.
That's what they're like. And so now you have giant lizards.
well, thank you so much. And then Toby leans over to little Timmy, goes, here, I want you to take this. And he gives him the immovable rod.
Aw, oh, gee, thanks, mister.
It's not a stick to be swung.
Timmy tries to swing it.
No, don't. Idiot. Fool. Absolute dullard.
Why do you keep trying to give away your removable rods?
People like them.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
Hey, everybody. Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
My favorite spring takeaway, especially after doing taxes, is cleaning out my dang monthly bills that I don't need. When I do my taxes and I go through the lines, I'm like, I spent how much on an MMO I'm not playing? At the end of the month, where does all my dang money go? I can tell you right now that with Mint Mobile, my money is not wasted at all on wireless. I've lowered my wireless bill. So cheap, so valuable with Mint Mobile. You know it. A couple years ago, Jennifer and I switched. Pfft, we haven't looked back. What else am I going to tell you? It just works. I did it. I switched. And I'll tell you what, whenever I go through my bank statements, that wireless bill, compared to what I was paying before, I scream in heavens and I do a dance, all right? I'll do a little dance. You should also say bye to your overpriced wireless plans. Get rid of those jaw-dropping bills, especially because Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. They have premium wireless plans that start at just $15 a month. On top of that, all the plans come with high-speed data, unlimited talk and text, and it's all on the nation's largest 5G network. Whoa. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/greetings.
That's mintmobile.com/greetings. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/greetings. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
So you guys take off on your giant lizards?
Mm-hmm. Dewbacks.
On your dewbacks? Dudebacks.
Dudeback.
They're called dudebacks here.
Okay.
Wait, if you drink all the mead, you're still carrying the weight of the mead with you.
Huh. It doesn't work that way, trust me.
Okay. It's like bag of holding rules. Your stomach is, you know, like an interdimensional space. Yeah.
So you guys travel all day, and you make great time. I think you repass the Deep Home Dwarves, who you can, you know, just pass them.
Oh,
you can
flip them off. I shoot an arrow into the knee of one of their cheetahs.
Give me a roll.
Okay.
Jesus. Mm.
God, my attack bonus is 13. Okay, so 26.
All right, you shoot one arrow and it goes through all the knees of all the cheetahs.
Jesus! How did you're whistling as it goes?
It's like Hawkeye in Avengers when he like shoots it into the engine. He's like measuring the wind, it curves.
Toby like gets his ring ready and then sees it happen and then like kind of starts crying.
Rudolph is totally hammered on his lizard at this point, and he's just going like, dwarves are assholes, dwarves are assholes, dwarves.
I gotta assume that makes us go faster, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
And from the dwarves' point of view, it changes pitch due to the Doppler effect as we speed by.
You guys are hauling ass, and that night you get to Mastwick,
yes.
Which it is apparently all the walls, the external walls around Mastwick have been painted red.
It's a little on the nose.
I know, right? And there's scales drawn. No, there aren't scales drawn.
It's a dragon.
So you are not allowed into Mastwick, and there are definitely a bunch of guards standing outside the gates. And but there is a camp set up, and you are welcomed in, and you are one of the first people to get there.
Okay, yes. One of the first? Who beat us, Michael? Please don't tell me it's those rude, friggin' Mastwickites.
The Mastwickites definitely beat you, and so did High Elves of Galanthus.
We need to take them out.
We need to take them out. Hmm. Toby...
Screw the rules. Let's go into Mastwick. Come on, guys. Let's check out the dragon.
I'm into it. Let's go.
We're going to die.
I've been in more dangerous places.
I must tell you that one of the stipulations for Mastwick being on the path was that no one was to enter Mastwick, and you will be disqualified if you enter Mastwick.
What's the penalty for being disqualified?
This does not make sense.
He explodes. Hey, I have an idea. I have an idea. And then I whisper, we're drinking God beer. High elves are house for little scale boys. Toby wants to challenge the High Elves and the Scale Boys to a drinking contest. Loser has to drop out of the race.
I guess roll a persuasion.
I'm bad at that. Don't make me. Can I cast Suggestion instead?
Yeah.
Nice. Even better.
What are the modes of transport also for those teams?
You don't know what Mastwick people are using, but the High Elves are riding on very fleet, seemingly somewhat magical deer.
Okay.
Ooh.
Like stags.
I'm going to cast Mass Suggestion instead on all of them and tell them that they will challenge my boy Rudolph to a drinking contest. And if they fail, they will drop out.
Okay, what do they have to...
18, wisdom saving throw.
You're doing it both to elves and to the dragon boys?
Just the dragon boys, I think. Let's not be too greedy.
Well, unfortunately, they are not interested in your game.
What, Michael? Okay, fine.
Well, that persuasion is happening. I use a stealth roll to sneak on over there and, you know, kind of get into their midst. I'm going to find out what their... The dragon boys are the ones we don't know how they're transporting, right?
Right.
Okay, I want to get over there and find out what they're using. I want to find out what engines are in their Honda Civics.
They're using Silverweed.
Wouldn't that slow them down?
That's what they're using.
I rolled an 18 plus 9 to stealth.
Okay. You definitely can sneak into their little camp area, which is sort of separate from everybody else. And there are a number of wyverns tied up.
Okay.
Which are kind of like little small dragons.
Once I'm there, I'm going to use hide in plain sight to fashion a ghillie suit for myself to really just like hide. I'm going to just like kind of just stay on the ground. I want to wait till they go to sleep without them noticing that I'm there.
Okay.
Where did Roland go? I'm scared.
I'm over here. Shit.
They it gets late and they sort of like dourly sit around the campfire. No one really talks much. They're drinking their vodka because they only drink vodka in Masterwick now.
Okay.
And then eventually they go
to
sleep.
Can I do an alchemy check or whatever to try to poison their mead barrel or their drinks after they go to sleep?
Yeah, kill them.
No, just make them.
I mean, you'd have to sneak in as well.
I don't want to do that. Fuck that. That's too scary.
So I want to use another stealth roll. I want to try and I want to clip the wings of all the wyverns.
Jesus.
So that they can't
clip
fly
the wings
anymore. Yeah, I want to clip the wings.
Okay. They'll probably attack you.
I've got, okay. Well, if you need me to roll animal handling, I can do that. But trust me, you don't want me to roll animal handling.
Yeah, Michael, coward.
Let me know if you want me to do that, but I want to.
I would like you to roll animal handling
for
sure.
Each wyvern, or do you want me to just roll once?
You can roll once.
Okay. It's a seven. What's a 17 plus 6 do for me?
So many.
Well, they don't attack you when you go in there.
Okay. And do I need you need me to do the stealth roll to clip? To clip
what
them?
Do you mean clip?
You, like, no,
you're
just
gonna chop
like
their wings off?
No, you don't chop their wings off. It's like you do to a parrot. Like you clip off, like, I'm sure it's actually
it's
worse
the pilot
than what
wings,
I think it is.
Right?
No, that was a Super Nintendo game. No. It's to clip off, like, you know, you get rid of like feathers and shit. I'm sure that I have a misunderstanding of what clipping wings is.
No, but, yeah, I think you pretty much have it.
Yeah, you get rid of like feathers and stuff, and then their wings don't
have
generate
feathers.
Enough. Oh my god. Their wow. wings don't generate enough lift for them to be able to fly. So like a wyvern's wings, if it is, are they like a bat wing if they don't have feathers? Is that what
yes,
you're saying?
Yes, they're like a bat.
Okay.
They're dragons.
So,
they're dragons.
So they're not going to have like, they probably don't have like a ton of nerves in between. Cause like,
so
a,
true.
You know, bat wing is like bone with like skin flaps in between the mm-hmm. bones. They're not going to have a lot of nerves there. So you can clip that so that they can't generate lift and they wouldn't be able to fly.
It's like you're right. ripping a hole in a tent.
Right. Basically
a skin tent.
Give me like a give me a survival to do that.
Oh shit! Yeah, all day, all day. So
your face right now.
So here's the thing. I mean, I've got advantage on this because I'm stealth, right?
I don't recall that.
I'm sure he has inspiration at this point, so you can
yeah.
roll inspiration.
Yeah, there was a thing I did earlier that you said was like real good.
Yeah,
you said
you
that
said
was
that.
Super. You did say it was super good. So
you can all have inspiration.
Yes,
yeah! Yes.
Oh, praise Jesus. Okay, 21.
All right, so you sabotage these wyverns. I actually call them wyverns. I don't know if it's which one is which.
It's a fun word.
It is a fun word. Yeah, you poke holes in their wings.
Oh, praise God, I rolled a one.
So did you just basically cut off their whole wings then?
No.
He like punched holes in their membranes, I think.
Sure, fuck it. As long as they can't fly, I don't care.
With a sharp enough knife, they wouldn't even feel it.
Yeah. Oh my God. Sounds so inhuman.
These have been the darkest episodes.
Hey, Bachman, I think you should go after the families as well.
Yes! I rolled to kill their families. Natural 20.
Nice, they're dead.
Okay.
Okay, are there any more hijinks happening? Or
I mean, if you guys want to sabotage another team, that'd be great.
I would say Lex is not going to try to harm animals or kill families.
there's other ways to skin a cat. I know you said you were going to harm animals, but
can I kneecap everyone else on the other team?
No, that's the number one bad thing. How about
cut their big toes off?
Can I cast geese at? Okay, I'm gonna go. Who's left? Sorry, who beat us?
The teams that are left are the Masterwick team, the Galanthus High Elves, the Deep Home Dwarves, the Calston guys.
Minus one.
The regular people from Paler's Hope. The monkeys, the intelligent monkeys from the swamps of Ichtaka, and the monsters of Tidtown.
All right, so who came in before us? Was the...
Mastwick, Galanthus, and Calston.
I'm going to hide in a bush, and I'm going to cast geese on...
a lot of animals this episode.
On the leader of their team, or the one that looks the least magical, the least wise.
Of which team?
The Galanthus team. And it's a wisdom 18 saving throw.
Okay. He fails.
All right. So I'm going to cast it at 7th level. And I command him, never move towards Paylor's Hope. I say, you cannot get closer to Paylor's Hope than you are right now. And I cast it at 7th level. Okay. So for the next year, if he moves... in the direction of Paylor's Hope, or if he gets closer from this spot, closer to Paylor's Hope, he takes 5d10 psychic damage each time he tries to act in a manner counter to my instructions.
Fun.
But only once per day.
And it goes up to a year because, okay.
Yeah, cast spell at 7th level. Yeah.
All right. Well.
Michael, there is something that I think Lex would want to do, because it doesn't hurt anyone, but I think it's funny. A team that is ahead of us, before they go to leave, could I cast Demiplane on the outside of their door? So whenever they open their door, instead of walking out, they'll walk into a Demiplane, and then once the door shuts, they're trapped in there.
Okay.
And they starve to death. I mean, you didn't kill them. Dehydration did.
Theoretically just trapped in there for an hour.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean,
do you
want
to do that to the Calston people?
Yeah, sure. Whoever's really dumb magically.
That would probably be those guys.
Yeah, for sure. Let's do that.
Okay.
They don't get a save or anything like that. It just happens and they walk into it.
Damn.
All right.
But it only lasts for an hour, so it just stops them.
It gives you a good head start, though.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So the next morning... It's time for the next challenge.
So we take a long rest?
You take a long rest.
I'll tell you what, this D&D Beyond thing's pretty slick.
It is very good. All the little Mojons come out, everyone has one. except for the one from Drunk Gross Madagascar.
They're ruining his life. Weed kills.
And they say, your next challenge is continuing along the lines of previous challenges, will be performance-based. You must have a dance-off. This will be single elimination. If you do not succeed, you will be going home.
Oh.
You're not here to make friends. In the brackets, you're up against the monkeys from the swamps of Ichtaka.
Can monkeys dance well? Like, are they known for dancing?
I don't know. These
the
are normal monkeys.
Told me yes, but...
Are they monkeys or apes?
We've always called them monkeys. Apu is a monkey.
Okay. Oh, it's these people. I thought they were bananas people. Got it.
I think it's the same.
Really? Wait.
I think so.
Gotcha. Well, who's the best dancer out of all of us? I'm not good at dancing.
I'm not very coordinated in what you would say traditional dancing.
All of you must dance.
We all must dance?
Fuck!
XX69-420XX. Oh, man. This is too much.
It is a lot. It is frivolous.
Can you, like, XX guy there, can you participate in a challenge for us?
Let me see. Searching.
Smoke's coming out of his head. Gross.
There does not appear to be a rule prohibiting me from dancing.
All right, I cast the resistible dance on the thing.
Oh God.
Primus be praised.
What is happening?
Yeah.
All right. Everyone gathers around, and you all are squared off against a bunch of these monkeys. Some of them, there's an older one, there's a younger one.
Okay.
The first one up, I suppose, will be our little robot friend versus one of their guys. And he just, you know, through pure endurance and excitement, he manages to outdance the other guy. The monkey's like, what is this? I didn't believe that we were allowed to have Modrons be involved. And then who wants to go next?
I guess I can. If I'm going to fail, I might as well do it early.
No, you can do it.
I can do it. I can do it. I have faith.
All right. So this is going to be just a straight either dex or performance roll.
Okay. They're both the same. So.
Okay. So the monkey, the young monkey squares off against you.
Okay, I got a 16 plus a 3, so a 19 total.
He actually also got a 19. So you're both just dancing, and everyone's just like, the Modrons are all just sitting there watching, and they're like, it is impossible for us to determine who is the winner. Please continue dancing.
So I have to do it again?
Yep.
Okay. I want to appeal to the crowd to like, to yell for me, to like give me that fire that I need to burn deep down.
You get the crowd all pumped up, which lets you roll with advantage.
Yes! Oh, fuck yeah. Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
Well, oh, shit, I rolled the same on both die. I rolled an 11 plus 3, so 14.
He rolled a 10, and Lex is victorious.
Nice job.
I couldn't have done it without everyone.
I didn't do anything with.
Okay, that is two wins, one more win, and the monkeys will be eliminated from the swamps of Itchaka. Who's going to go next, Toby or Roland Twenties?
Did you say that they'd be eliminated from the swamps of Itchaka?
they are the monkeys from the swamps of Itchaka, representing the swamps of Itchaka. They probably won't be able to go back there.
Okay.
Damn.
An extremely old monkey comes out and is looking like he wants to dance. Who's going to dance against him?
I can do it.
Okay.
And am I allowed to subtly cast a spell as I enter the field?
What are you going to cast?
I want to cast plant growth. And I just want to cover it in just fucking, just like vines and roots and plants and ferns, just all over the place. I want to make it very inconvenient for this. He's an old monkey. Actually, I just thought, happen to think that a jungle might make it easier for the monkey to dance.
Yeah, monkeys love vines. I've seen Crystal Skull.
Rudolph is cheering from the sidelines, just going like. You can do it!
I do cast plant growth.
Okay.
I cast prestidigitation on him to give him like a bishy sparkles floating all around him.
I do like the little turnaround anime pose, like
yeah,
big body. But yeah, it should make it more difficult for him to move.
Before you start, he goes. Hey, I don't think you should be dancing against me. I'm an old monkey. And he rolls a persuasion against you.
Oh, boy.
Oh, he gets a 19. You have to roll a wisdom.
I have to roll a wisdom? Oh.
Yep.
Yeah, you're probably right.
He goes, hey, it all works out for me. And he wins. So.
Damn it.
Wait, you have inspiration. Can you just try again?
No, he already used it.
I rolled a nat 1.
Can you have mine?
No. All right, Toby.
Oh, man.
What's good for the goose, am I right?
Toby walks out on the dance floor with his hat and his hair kind of pushed aside. And he goes, oh, gosh, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? What can I do? And he casts... polymorph, and then I want to turn into that weird bird that dances. You know, the birds that dance the fuck, they put their little thing out and they kind of they flutter
blue,
around.
The one, you want some blue?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Those weird birds that dance, and I do that, and then I do that
want
dance.
Some fuck?
Yeah.
And I'm just speaking bird, like, oh, please fuck me!
B-b-b, you want some fuck?
I will let you roll with advantage.
Oh, nice. So, I will use... this person's dexterity. Well, no, it's the exact same as mine. Cool. What am I rolling?
Performance or dexterity.
What about arcana? What about intimidation? What about investigation?
Nope.
Religion? Nature. Can I roll nature? So, how well I match the bird dance. All right,
so with the bird, yeah, fine. You can roll nature.
Yes. I'm smart. I use my inspiration to roll again. Fuck you, game. I got a 15.
All right, well, he got an 11, so
yes!
you bird dance the shit out of it, and he actually looks a little turned on.
Ooh. And then I come out of it. I'm like, I don't know what words I said. If any of you are birds, don't take them offensive. Bye. And then he just kind of trudges off.
All right. So you've eliminated that team.
Yeah. And I'm going to leave. I love you guys. Don't do anything wrong with my character. Michael, make sure they don't do anything bad. Jonas, thank you so much.
We'll take good care of
him. Toby starts uncontrollably shitting.
No, I said don't do that.
He's like, oh, I can't stop.
Stop. No, I said don't do that.
While making out with Toby too.
Oh,
stop.
God.
Oh, my God.
Stop. No scat
play.
They
both want some fuck.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Have fun.
Thank God he's gone.
Oh, shit.
Okay, now let's really get into it.
All right, so yeah, the teams that are still left are your team, the Mastwick team, the Drunk Gross Madagascar team, and Galanthus High Elves.
Really need to fuck up those High Elves.
And you're allowed to go second after the Mastwick team, and they all get on their wyverns and they're about to fly off, and they're like, "Shit, these are broken!" And
where's the mechanic?
They run off around the corner, but since they're at Mastwick, it seems like they're probably getting some extra help, and they get new, less fast, but they get new mounts, and they get on them.
Damn
and,
it.
And ride off. They seem to just be horses.
Shit.
And then you guys go. You're on your lizard thingies.
For sure. Whatever's fastest. We want to go the fastest. I want to go fast.
So you're going. This one, you actually have to camp. Or you're not like you can't. It's gonna take 2 full days to get there, because it's pretty far.
You have to camp, or can
we? You don't have to camp, no.
So we could travel through the night.
You could. Your animals would probably not do very well.
Yeah, but I thought you said these ones didn't have to stop and rest.
Well, as much as a cheetah.
Well,
they're still mortal beings.
Yeah, but maybe I can convince them to do better, to just be their best self.
Okay, well, yeah, you can convince them to go further than they would.
Can I use mass suggestion on them? I don't know if it works on animals.
You can definitely do that.
It says 12 creatures.
Oh, shit.
Okay, yeah, sure.
They get a wisdom saving throw, but yeah, I would like to try to mass suggest our animals that they're not tired and they can go just a little bit further. And by a little bit further, I mean, like, anytime they say to stop, I will tell them just a little bit further, maybe 8 more times.
Okay. So it's like middle of the night. You guys are still charging along. And you're all getting kind of sleepy. I'm going to have each of you make a constitution saving throw.
Oh, Ken, too.
I do not give us any bonuses to this.
What?
This is horseshit. I rolled a 15 plus 7, so a 22.
Okay.
I rolled a natural one.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
18.
I guess I should roll for old Tobster.
Constitution. I start uncontrollably shitting.
Ooh, everywhere. Toby crits, believe it or not.
What?
So I think Roland has fallen asleep in the saddle, but
okay.
with the rolls from your other guys, you managed to keep him from falling off.
Yeah, could we like ride our lizards by him side by side so he's in the middle? That way he can't like roll off, and yeah, we can.
Yep, absolutely.
I feel like that's how they do it in the Wild West. Does he have a little cartoon air bubble that goes out and comes back in and goes back out?
So it's mid-morning, and you're charging along the road, and you see again, you see a group up ahead who seems to be stopped, and there seems to be some sort of creatures milling around, some sort of four-legged large beasts.
Ooh, what kind? Were they riding them?
Yeah, they're pretty far away at this point.
Oh, okay.
So you're not really sure who it is or what they are.
I think we should get closer, guys, right?
Let's do it.
Am I awake at this point?
Yes, you're awake now.
We wake you up for this. Can I tickle you right under the armpit?
I awake with a start and knock an arrow pointed at your head.
I love it.
I shouldn't do that to me. I've seen some things.
What have you seen?
I've seen bodies stacked miles high. He starts into a whole thing.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Yeah. All right, so you get closer, and it is the team from Galanthus, and they're dead.
What?
They've been murdered.
What do you mean they're dead?
They're murdered.
It's one less team we have to worry about.
Right, but I mean, this is like kind of a diplomatic issue at this point, isn't it?
Yeah,
like,
it's not great.
Shit. Can we make notes of everyone that's dead, and can we swap out our animals for their animals?
Your animals look real bad, and I think like one of them is probably at least passed out, if not,
yeah,
if not toast. And yeah, so you could definitely switch to their stags, their magical golden stags.
Oh my god, yes.
Could I do like a quick investigation and
for sure?
Yeah,
I want to see. Oh man,
we could just run with this and be a murder mystery now.
Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you? It's 23.
I'll say you find a stray dragon scale amongst the carnage.
Uh-huh. Oh, let me check and see if there's dragons around again. Let's see if it's a favored. I think it's favored enemy. Is that what I'm looking for? No, it's not.
They're elves, so that wouldn't really help.
Wait, I thought he said I found a dragon scale.
You find a dragon scale, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking like the people.
A small one. It's probably from a dragonborn.
Oh, so I wouldn't be able to find a dragonborn?
No, you can. I mean, if that's a.
Oh, you got their scent earlier, though.
Yeah,
so
I got everybody's scent.
You should be able to track them.
Mm-hmm. God, I know I had something about that allows me to do this.
So, Michael, do you think like a song of rest will help these guys?
I mean, they're resting.
I know. I feel like it would help me.
They're resting forever.
That's funny.
So what is your thing? It's like it can track somebody within a mile or something?
Yeah. It says, for 1 minute per level of the spell slot I expend, I can sense whether the following types of creatures are present within 1 mile of me, or up to 6 miles if I'm in my favored terrain, which I don't know if I am. Let's see. Aberrations, celestials, dragons, elementals, fays, fiends, and undead. But you said there were dragons with the dragonborns, I thought, last time.
I said that there was a kobold, two dragonborn, and a human.
Oh.
So you could track the human, but I feel like, yeah. I mean, dragonborns have dragon in their name, so I feel like it should count, right?
You can do, you know what? Since you caught their scent, you can totally do your thing.
All right, yes.
Michael, so I love Saturday recording, Michael, because you're down for anything.
Whatever, man.
Actually, there's no role for this. I just get to do it.
Okay. They're within a mile.
Okay, now... Here's the downside is I don't get to know in what direction or location they are or the number of them that there are. I just get to know that they're within a mile.
If you use a survival, you can track them.
Perfect. 13 plus my survival is 6, so 19.
Okay. They are, unsurprisingly, they are headed towards Palor's Hope.
We kill them.
Yeah, we all agree, so we do it.
Okay. So you're heading off that direction, I'm assuming.
Yep.
All right. So you're racing down the road, and eventually you get to a point where you see a group of riders up ahead of you. You seem to be gaining on them, but you can also start to see the signs of Palor's Hope getting closer.
Guys, there's a group up ahead of us, but we're gaining on them. There's Palor's Hope.
What are they riding?
Pink tutus.
Wait, they're wearing pink tutus?
That's what I'm seeing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that checks out.
They seem to be riding some sort of skeletal horse.
Oh, boy.
That's so spoopy.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Lex is just getting her rocks off right now about these skeletal horses.
I want a skeleton horse.
Okay, so I mean, how, we gain on them. I guess they just get right up to them.
You're gaining on them, but it seems like unless you do something, you're not going to catch them before they get to Palor's Hope.
Let's see. What kind of,
how far away would you say they are?
Like, they're just, you can barely just see them up ahead, so probably
60 feet?
Like a mile?
Damn it!
Toby looks at you all and he goes, I don't know what to do, guys!
Toby, don't you have a spell for this?
I don't think so.
Toby!
You said they're a mile ahead of us?
Yeah.
How close can we get before they reach Paler's Hope?
Maybe make it half the distance?
Ah, shit.
Can I try to, like, inspire our lizards to, like, speed up a little?
Mm. Absolutely. Mm. How about this? Why don't we enter into a chasing skill challenge?
Oh, God. I'm so hyped. I fucking love skill challenges so everybody, much.
Everybody roll for initiative. Toby decides he's not going to help.
I got an 18.
God, I got a 19. These are good-ass dice.
The diehard ones?
Yeah, hashtag diehard dice.
24.
Nice. Rudolph is first. Did you guys know that if you use the code DRAGONS, you get 15% off at dieharddice.com?
It's true.
And you should. I have all of the sets that we have are beautiful, impeccably made.
Hashtag not an ad.
Random rolling. They're so good. I love them.
They are good. So, Rudolph, you are going to inspire your steeds.
Keep rolling, rolling, rolling. Through the streams are swollen. Keep the dog is rolling rawhide. Through rain and wind and weather, hell bent for leather. Wishing my gal was by my side. All the things I'm missing, good vitals, love and kissing, waiting at the end of my ride. Move them up, head them up, head them up, move them on, move them on, head them up, head them up, run, 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 run.
Damn. Love the music for it's this very episode.
You still have to roll.
Oh, fuck you.
I will give you advantage, though, because that was beautiful.
You should really using inspiration after every song, I think, honestly.
Yeah.
Did not remember the lyrics, though. What do you want to be? Animal handling?
Whatever. It could be survival, animal handling, performance, since you...
All right, 18.
...played a beautiful song.
18?
18. All right, your steeds start charging and make up a bunch of ground.
Nice.
Everyone's very excited. All right, Roland.
Roland, so how much ground have we made up? Can I hit them with a rope arrow?
I don't think you can hit them with a rope arrow yet.
Son of a bitch.
I am sorry.
Damn it.
You're going to have to get 5 successes, so you'll probably have another chance to hit them with a rope arrow.
Yeah, I only made this guy today, so I'm trying to like figure out what all these things... I've got a skill called Bark Skin. Does that mean that I like make my skin into dogs?
No, you turn yourself into basically a tree.
Oh, that's not going to help.
It gives probably you not. Typically DR.
Wait, so how many feet behind them are we?
Many, many, many feet. You're like half a mile behind them. They're so far ahead of you.
So like 10 feet.
You can't do it. I don't think you can do anything to them. All you can do is really make yourself go faster.
Man, I don't know what the hell I can do to him from this far back. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Are there any bodies of water nearby?
You're racing alongside of a lake right now.
Oh, man. I want to... What kind of creatures live in this lake?
Probably aquatic creatures.
Yeah, but like big ones. Any semi-aquatic?
What are you looking for?
Listen, I got this trident of fish command. It lets me dominate anything with an innate swimming speed. So, biggest you got that can join. It's like I want basically a giant fish monster to join the race. I mean, it'd be a shame if I never used my trident of fish command, wouldn't you say?
It would be. Let's see.
Does it got like a this? This lake. Can I do a history check? Maybe see if this lake has a Loch Ness monster style myth about it.
I'm going into. Does D&D Beyond? I don't think it has an aquatic creature. No, it's got environment though.
Giant turtles. Turtles are slow. That's not going to work.
Yeah, sure. There is. Everyone knows that there's the Great Lake Monster of Paler's Hope.
Uh huh.
Half mile outside of Paler's Hope.
We've dealt with it many a time. Mm-hmm. So I pull out my trident and I say, "Well, let's hope this works. I never used this before." I say, "Come to my aid, monster of the lake." And I use one charge. It's a save DC of 15.
All right. The great monster of Paler's Lake fails its saving throw. And how does it describe how it helps you go faster?
Well, I mean, I don't know that it's necessarily going to help us go faster, but it's going to help us later.
Does it slow down the other guys?
Yeah, sure. So this thing is going to, well, we're both, are they still next to the lake?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to say that it emerges from the lake up next to where they are and spooks their skeletal horses, ironically, and causes them to slow down a significant amount.
Okay, and I'll say that maybe they get hit with a big wave of water and the skeletal horses' hooves were flaming before, but now they're not, obviously going to make them go much slower.
Oh, flames are a sign of speed, as anybody who's seen a Honda Civic know.
What sort of monster? Can you describe the monster?
He's kind of like a long, like snaky type dude, except also.
Is it Loch Ness?
No, I don't want to say it's like Loch Ness because it's also kind of like it's got like feathers and like a beak, but not on its face. And it's
where?
like
where's the beak?
Well, it's, you know,
that's part of the myth.
Roll perception, I guess. But the, you know, it's got like a kind of like almost like a primate style arm. It's definitely not anything that you've seen before. You know, it's got like human legs, like with boots, and just, you know, it's crazy, man. You, like, no one will ever believe you if you say you saw this thing later on.
Fan artists, fire up your drawing implements.
What is its name?
What
is its name?
Daryl.
Daryl? Does it speak with a lisp?
No, it doesn't speak with a lisp. It's definitely got a drawl. It's an accent you can't quite place. And it kind of shifts, which is weird because it's not actually saying words. It doesn't speak common. But you know, you can tell that it's got an accent. If you can imagine like guttural like cries with like a southern drawl, it's kind of what this thing sounds like.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Lex, you're up.
How far away are we? Within 300 feet?
I'll say after this, you have managed to get within 300 feet.
I want to Eldritch Blast one of those motherfuckers.
Do it.
But I have Eldritch Spear, so it goes 300 instead of 120 feet.
Dang.
So I'm hoping maybe I can knock one off of their spooky horses.
Mm-hmm.
So I get two beams that will do 1d10 of force damage each, so 2d10 total.
Okay.
But do you want me to just roll like an Arcana?
Sure.
Okay.
Or like you can just roll an attack. That'll work too.
Fuck, I rolled a 2.
Inspiration!
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, I'm going to use inspiration.
Okay.
Let's do it. Fuck, I rolled a 10. okay. Shit!
10 plus what, though?
10 plus 8, so 18.
18 actually is just enough.
Oh, thank God. Thank you for being kind and merciful, Michael.
That's the number we're looking for.
I will do 13 damage to one of them.
Okay. You blast one of them right off of their horse.
Nice.
And and he goes rolling down the embankment, and Daryl is just waiting with an open maw and the lake. And
gobbles him right up.
Gobbles him. Just gulp. One big
bite. Daryl!
I didn't even know there was a monster in that lake. I was just hoping.
Okay, back to Rudolph.
I'm not from here.
Rudolph, you're up.
Are we close enough? How close are we to them?
You're probably within maybe like 150 feet now.
And they're riding dead horses?
They're riding skeletal horses with previously flaming hooves.
How much would it fuck about that horse if you cast Regenerate on it?
Regenerate?
Ooh.
That's interesting. I better do something.
Let's go with it.
It gets muscles right back and is now running fast.
Let's go with it, yes.
Damn it!
They're old horses,
oh,
right?
Yeah, they're very old. They get their arthritis back.
So could that be maybe some sort of Arcana or something like that?
Sure. Arcana. I'm using inspiration.
Okay.
So I rolled a 1 and a 20.
Oh, hey, that 20 definitely is better than the 1. 20.
So, and he regenerates, the horse I'm targeting regenerates 31 hit points as well.
Okay. So a bunch of meat grows back in this horse, and I'll say, actually, I'll say it happens to all three of the remaining horses. A bunch of like meat grows back on them, and
I targeted their behinds, so it's all in the behind. They just get like huge asses,
and it slows them right down. And you guys are like within maybe 20, 30 feet of them now, but you can see up ahead. You've gone through the gates of Palor's Hope. And you can see the big gleaming golden statue of Tom the Dragonborn ahead of you.
How many of them are left?
There's three, but they're on slow meat horses now. And Roland, it is your turn.
Okay, I want to use Volley, which will allow me to attack, to shoot an arrow at all three of them. Because I'm assuming they're all within 10 feet of each other?
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah. And I want to use Hammerhead Arrows, which have the potential to stun these guys and make them fall off of their skeleton horses.
Okay.
So 26 to attack. If you want me to roll for each one, or
no, you can just use that because this is, we just needed one more success. Anyway, so you blast these fuckers right off their horses.
Nice.
And they go crumpling to the ground, and there is just a clear path ahead of you to the. See the statue of Tom.
We go there.
You ride. All right, you ride right on through. Which one of you wants to do the honors of touching the hilt? I think it's a big statue, right? So you probably have to like climb up it.
Yeah.
Well, what if we all climbed on each other in like a totem pole to get to the top?
Toby's like, I think that's a great idea, and then he just keeps shitting.
So maybe we should have Toby on the bottom so he doesn't shit on the rest of us.
What's his strength?
I can't control my bowels.
Rudolph is definitely singing his one of his most famous songs, victory song of like, oh, we're halfway there, living on a prayer.
Oh yeah, we have that one in my world too.
All right, you climb up the statue. And
hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And you touch the hilt and you're transported into the Palor's Hope Arena, where you're greeted by just roaring applause from the crowd. And the announcer goes, "Congratulations, White Spire, you have won the Raw Fury Games!" Everyone goes nuts. And you guys did it. You won.
Yay! We're so good, guys. We only had to, like, murder 5 families and kill 28 people.
Permanently injure a bunch of wyverns.
A bunch of wyverns and cheetahs. Don't forget.
And cheetahs. Oh, God.
We literally beat animals all near death.
A lot of kneecap violence.
The epilogue is just going to be a bunch of cheetahs in rehab.
I feel that's the counterweight, though. We did regenerate some horses.
That is
true. Yeah, we did.
That is a good point.
Just the back end of the horses.
I feel like we did a lot of bad, but we won, so.
Yeah. That's all that really counts.
the darkest timeline for us.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Antonsen brothers. Can you say, I can't, I'm missing a syllable, right?
But my name. Oh, yes. Eit. Antonsen.
Thank you, guys. You guys were beautiful. The music was wonderful and really
amazing.
Yeah, this
really
awesome.
Classed up our podcast.
Yeah,
I think with
it's been really fun.
Bringing some talent.
Oh wow! Thanks, Michael.
Those are your words, Michael.
Damn, fucking roasted.
If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Anchor, at D&D Podcast. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning. I'm at Jennifer Cheek. I'm at Nika_Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
And follow us at Raw Fury.
For anyone who missed it last week, do you want to just let us know what Raw Fury is about one last time?
Sure. So Raw Fury is a small games publisher. We publish games over all platforms, PC, console, mobile. We've done a bunch of stuff over the last 3 years. Kingdom is probably the most recognized name out there, but we've published games like Goner, TXP, Cathy Rain, and a bunch of new games coming up. So check out the website, rawfury.com.
Excellent. And I'm a big fan of your guys' games, and I'm a big fan of your folks in your company. Everyone is super nice, and we always have a good time seeing you guys at conventions and stuff. So look forward to seeing y'all in person again soon.
Couple more months.
Are you going to be at PAX?
Maybe.
Oh, fingers crossed.
I might also make it to GeeklyCon. It's
that yes! would be amazing. You should make a return.
That would be
cool. I'm hoping to be there.
I'm currently in negotiations with my wife to make it to PAX, so hopefully I can do another
thing. Please, oh, shit, I've never had a PAX with Bachman, and I want to see it.
We'd have to do a live show.
Mm-hmm. I want it. I'm so excited. I'm so fucking hyped. I think about it every day. What am I going to wear? When am I getting there? What are we going to do? I can't wait.
GeeklyCon.com. Grab your tickets now. We have sold over half of them, so... It's only, you know...
Only half left.
Only a couple hundred left.
But seriously, getting them sooner is better than getting them later. You can find rooming, ride shares on the forums, anything that can make your trip to GeeklyCon easier. It is going to be a place where you will have fun, you will play games, you will meet your best friends. It's awesome. It's worth coming, even if it's your only vacation of the year.
Plus, get on that premium swag. Get yourself some dice. Oh, yeah. You deserve it.
Oh, yeah. I gotta send you guys. They sent me a picture of the prototype of the Geekly D6 that they made.
That's
it's got our logo
good.
On it. It looks real good.
If anyone thought previous year's items were great, you haven't seen anything yet. We're gonna,
and even if you thought previous years were bad, like, you know, this is gonna be good.
This is gonna be really, really good.
It's gonna be nice. I'm excited.
It's gonna be great. Yeah.
All right, Nika, take us away.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com, where you can find other thrilling podcasts, the hottest nerd news, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. When you've finished the insanity that is the Raw Fury games, head on over to Apple Podcasts or your other podcast app of choice to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content like ad-free episodes that you won't be able to find anywhere else. Every pledge helps us keep growing and makes this show better with each episode. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thanks, everybody. We will be back next week with some brand new stuff, some new characters for you to meet.
Yeah.
So...
Man, this is going to be crazy.
Get to meet the hot new character, Roland Twenties.
All right, guys. See you next week. Until then, keep it dicey.
Some of the background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com. The songs Evil March, Arid Foothills, Enter the Maze, Fiddles McGinty, Feral Chase, Industrial Cinematic, A Nervous Wait, Exotic Battle, and Mountain Emperor are by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0, creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0.